married a second time, and the family relationship wasn't so good for me. I guess I was responsible for that when I came here. I guess I was a little resentful and whatnot. And so my father wanted to send me away from school, and I knew it would be a strain on him, so I selected to work and go to school on my own.
How old were you when you started working? You were pretty young.
Yes, I came here in my teens, and my first job here, I was 17.
You've always been connected then with pretty much educational institutions, huh?
That's right. The Lord has blessed my life in a very special way.
Yeah.
Because it has been through the kindness of friends and people who just somehow were willing to take me kind of under the wing, like. Because my pastor at Sioux Street Church was, that was my first position, and he trained me as a church secretary. And when I left there, he recommended me to the president at Virginia Seminary in Lynchburg.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, I've been very fortunate. I've never had to ask for a position. I'm not saying that bragging, but I'm saying it's very grateful to the Lord and for the friends that have been willing to share their life with me and help me in that way.
Uh-huh.
When I left, when the time came to change from Lynchburg to Washington, the president, who was Dr. Richard Powell, recommended me to Miss Barnes in Washington. So that's the way I got that position. The Lord just blessed my life like that all the way through.
Yeah. When you lived in Washington, what part of Washington did you live in?
Northeast. I was not too far from Maryland, the next little station by way of trolley car at that time was Sea Pleasant, Maryland. We were on a hill called Lincoln Heights on the outskirts of Washington.
So you were right close to the place where you worked.
Oh, I lived at school.
At school.
That's no same way. I've been very fortunate to live on campus. At Lynchburg and in Washington.
Yeah. So that you've had wide experience in everything from log cabins
to so you can see that's a special, I guess, that maybe the Lord gave me a special charm for my life.
Well, do you read an awful lot? Do you keep up an awful lot with newspapers and books? And
well, I keep abreast of things as such. I'm getting kind of lazy now. I'd rather look at my soap opera now. And I haven't done any since I've been back to Richmond. A friend of mine, that's another thing, see how the Lord has worked in my life. I wasn't interested in doing anything as such, but a friend of mine who knew me when I worked with the president in Washington recommended me here to Mrs. Tucker, who was the director here at that time, Miss Julia Tucker. They had an unfortunately a fire took place here on this ground, and the building where the records of the community center were located, some of the records were destroyed.
Really?
And I was recommended to, they have an appropriation for someone to do work for a couple of months to help replace some of those records. And I was recommended for that, and that's how I happened to be here. And when my 2 months were up with that, they asked me to stay on as a volunteer. So I have stayed on here as a volunteer for about 3 years, going into the fourth year now.
You enjoy this work here?
I love it. It gives me an opportunity to be with people and to share my life with people, because we are blessed by the Lord to be a blessing to somebody else. And I look at it that way, and it gets me away from home. I assist back and forth with when they need me in the office and for different things. And then I can associate with the handicapped people and give a little hand to them from time to time. And so I find it very rewarding.
Yeah.
I'm down here 2 days a week.